Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A busy week coming up here in New York, even more so than usual, because the United Nations General Assembly begins tomorrow morning. More than 150 heads of state are in town along with their teams of diplomats and security details. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says security is at its highest levels.
Our specialized units will be out in full force all week, including harbor units on the rivers, aviation assets overhead, heavy weapons teams, and counterterrorism officers on the street. And our TARU drone team will be providing real-time situational awareness.
According to Mayor Adams, there hasn't been any credible threat against the event, but they aren't taking any chances.
We'll have thousands of officers, canines deployed, and we will be protecting New Yorkers and visitors underground in our subways as well as on our streets surrounding the United Nations.
President Trump is scheduled to speak on Tuesday. He's expected to arrive in the city later tonight. Now, as is the norm during the UN General Assembly, traffic will be a nightmare around the United Nations headquarters on Manhattan's east side.
New Yorkers know what happens when the world leaders come to town. Right, Musa?
It's going to be difficult for a lot of people, I think especially people who need to work in that area. Hopefully something good will come out of the UN meeting.
Connor here works in Manhattan, and she's not looking forward to it.
It's always needed to be accounted for, like how you're affecting the people that you're ultimately working around. Obviously, so many people, their livelihoods are based off of transportation and being able to access their work.
But she hopes things get done.
If this trade-off is worth closing off the streets and inconveniencing many, many people, and like our local economy, I think that's really huge.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Now, frozen zones are not always predictable since it depends on where diplomats are moving. So city officials say mass transit is definitely the way to go this week. Well, five people are in the hospital, including a firefighter, after a car rear-ended an FDNY truck overnight on the Staten Island Expressway. Police say it happened around 4 in the morning on the westbound side near Exit 9. The fire truck was stopped on the expressway to help out with another collision on the road. Four people who were in that car and a firefighter were rushed to the hospital for treatment. No word how they're making out, though. Conventional wisdom says athletes carb load before a marathon, not during it. But for today's first ever NYC bakery run, it's a bit different.
It's no secret. Runners need carbs for fuel. But how about a sweet one? Mid-run.
I think we're going to get all the carbs on the course.
And that they will. It's a half marathon hosted by media group Tipster, welcoming folks that love to run and a good pastry. Founder Simon Evers with the event's rundown.
We're doing 8 stops at the best bakeries in New York. We had 17,000 people who tried to get in, and we basically just want to showcase the bakery scene.
But Jessica here, one of the lucky 100 that got in out of
17,000. Are you kidding? Oh my gosh.
And they're off at a steady pace, ready to stuff their face. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at La Cabra.
Well, coming up tomorrow, a vote that will either advance or sink an effort to build a casino on Manhattan's east side near the UN building. Four members of the 6-member community advisory board need to say yes. The developer made an announcement yesterday that they were increasing the number of affordable apartments on the site to 100%. That would be 1,080 units. There are a total of 6 casino projects that are hoping to make it past their community board votes by the end of this month. New York State has 3 downstate casino licenses. They'll make a decision on it in December. Well, it is a theater lover's dream. Broadway memories are for sale today at the Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction. It's being held at Schubert Alley. They're selling everything from out-of-print cast recordings to lost playbills. Danny Whitman is the executive director of Broadway Cares.
When you really love a show or a performer and you're able to find that rare playbill where they, you know, maybe years ago when they were an understudy or when there was a cast change and you're able to finally find it after searching for years, there's just a joy that happens.
The flea market continuing until 7 tonight.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.